Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Zozone. Sorry if I sound a little out of breath. I've just been looking everywhere for something I thought I had from the Zombie Protection Association. I have to do that and this while Art is away, because if he found out about the ZPA thing, he might get the wrong idea, and if he found out about this broadcast, he might start to think I'm keeping things from him. I mean, why would he think I'm keeping things from him? Sometimes I do not know what possesses him, but I guess this is just the new and improved, much more paranoid version of Art we've all come to love. Please don't mention to him about the ZPA thing, though, seriously. He would flip out if he thought I was trying to apply there again. Oh, and I don't want you listeners to get that idea either. I am so done with PTA, ZPA, Martha. When they rejected us from their silly club the first time, I thought, okay, makes sense. Maybe we weren't qualified and hadn't proven ourselves. But the second time, when we had broadcasted our application out to millions of survivors, how could she have denied our value? Even if she hates me or has some kind of weird personal issue with me, Martha just has to admit that we've survived this long completely on our own, with no help whatsoever in the well-stocked bunker that our prepper neighbor so graciously allows us to use while he stays outside. I mean, there is still the possibility that they never let us into the ZPA because they themselves all became zombies. But I'm an optimist, so I choose to assume that Martha is just a moron who doesn't think we're ZPA material. And you might think I would be bitter about this second rejection, but nothing could be further from the truth. Even whilst we were doing the podcast/application, I realized my mistake. Why would I want to join the ZPA? No, I'm looking for their little insignificant foolish pamphlet because I recall it having a lot of details. These many details could serve me as an excellent guide for our Dueling Hams network of survivors and entertainers. Needless to say, a guide for what not to do. In any case, if you were wondering why it would make such a terrible guide, because after all, the ZPA technically has more members than our network does, I'm not saying they're doing anything specifically wrong in the recruiting process. Actually, their recruitment process seems to be completely fine. They almost got myself and Art to join, if you can believe it. No, the primary issues I'm referring to is how they've run their organization. Sure, they might have gotten membership numbers up very quickly at the start of the apocalypse, but what's their survival rate? Art and I may just be two people, but 100% of us are still alive, and we've almost completely rehabilitated a member of the undead. Though Tom does still occasionally almost bite my finger when I'm feeding him, so do toddlers. I'm working on it, though. He's really started to respond to me if I tell him, easy, easy, when I'm feeding him. And if I see a certain look in his eyes, I'm sure to follow it up with a much more stern, no bites! So far, it's worked every time. I don't think he wants to eat me. I think he's just clumsy with his mouth. It happens to the best of us. Quick update before I spend the entire time in the Zozone talking about the ZPA. Art is finally on board with focusing on the podcast. I haven't received any new applications for the network yet, but I still am tracking the scores for everyone I assume would have applied if they could have. Phyllis, I really appreciate you sending me that bottle of wine last week. Well, not so much sending it to me, but telling me where it was and sending me through a zombie-infested store to get it myself. Still, points for you because you sourced it, and it is my favorite kind. How did you know? No, seriously. How did you know? Also, I've spent some time designing new merch that I'm really excited about. I don't have anything official up in the store yet, but that's just because I haven't figured out shipping. Since summer has just started, I really better get my button gear to get you all access to this very high-demand merch ASAP. I think that's all my updates for today, and I'd better go so I can find that pamphlet or brochure from the ZPA, whatever it was, I don't know. I know it's around here somewhere. If you have any merch ideas, or you can give me advice on how to ship things without incurring the wrath of the USPS gang, email me at fromarttozoe@gmail.com. And before I forget, I may have implied to Art that I wasn't sure if the Wi-Fi was working, So please don't tell Art I've been posting on Facebook this whole time. Over.